This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The Trump trial continues. I know the question is, which Trump trial? This is the one about the overvaluing, or Trump would say undervaluing, of his properties, including Mar-a-Lago, including Trump Tower, where the evidence seems to suggest that, for instance, the information about the square footage of the living quarters at Trump Tower, which President Trump owns, the rest of the building he doesn't entirely own. But in any event, they stated that there was more than 30,000 square feet in the penthouse at Trump Tower in which the Trumps live. The actual number is 10,800 square feet. There are problems about the overstatement, what people have called notorious fraud. But right now, there's more going on, and that's concerning the gag order, which was issued yesterday by Judge Arthur Engoron. And the gag order was a result of President Trump having attacked a law clerk who works for Judge Engoron. And the attack is truly bizarre, because President Trump describes the law clerk, whose name is Allison Greenfield, and he attacks her as Chuck Schumer's girlfriend. Yeah, that's right. And what he wrote as a there's a photograph that was taken at some kind of political rally, and it shows Allison Greenfield, who is this 20-something law clerk, and it says, "Schumer's girlfriend, Allison R. Greenfield, is running this case against me. How disgraceful. This case should be dismissed immediately." And Allison Greenfield graduated in politics and economics from New York University. This is who she is. She went on to get her law degree at Cardozo School of Law, which is the school of law associated with Yeshiva University, a Jewish religious institution. She then interned with Oxford University Press before joining a firm. And after serving as an associate at the firm Jaffe and Asher for 3 years, she joined the New York City Law Department as senior counsel, special litigation. She also simultaneously taught at Cardozo School of Law. And she has, since 2019, been the principal law clerk to the Honorable Arthur F. Engoron, Supreme Court Justice at New York State Unified Court System. Yesterday, Trump made an appearance in the Manhattan court for day two of the trial. Judge Engoron then ordered a closed-door meeting with Trump and his attorney. And here's the statement from the judge about that meeting. He said, "This morning, one of the defendants posted to a social media account a disparaging, untrue post about a member of my staff. That would be Allison Greenfield. Although I have since ordered the post to be deleted," it was deleted, "it has been mailed out to millions of others as part of a fundraising letter. Personal attacks on my staff are inappropriate, and I won't tolerate them," he said while condemning Trump. This reported in the New York Post. "Yesterday, I warned the council of this, and it was disregarded. Failure to abide by this directive will result in serious sanctions. I will be very clear." And basically, he's asking President Trump not to speak to the press or to the public or to his supporters or to raise money based on a trial that is going on where he might arouse public hostility to the people who are prosecuting him, disagreeing with him because it's a civil trial, and also would potentially influence the public to undermine the authority of the court. This is how well this gag order, which he issued, where he said, no, you can't talk about these issues anymore, how well it's worked. Earlier today, just a couple of hours ago, Trump took a break from the court and had these things to say, among others, about the proceedings against him.
Down the line, page after page, document after document, and the bottom line is this is rigged. The judge knows whatever he's going to do. He said that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million, and it's worth $1.5 billion or thereabouts. And he said it was worth $18 million. So they defrauded us because he called me a fraud. He called me a fraud, and he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 billion. $18 million. And you can't do that. It's worth probably 50 to 100 times more than that. And our corrupt attorney general, she's totally corrupt, she just wanted the publicity to run for governor, and then she failed running for governor. She had practically nothing in terms of votes. But she went after Trump because she was running for governor. That's the only reason. But she got the judge to value Mar-a-Lago for $18 million, when the smallest house in Palm Beach is probably worth $50 million. And this is the biggest, the best anywhere in the country. There's nothing like it. So they put it down at $18 million, and they said I overvalued it because we had it valued at a much lower number than it's worth. And by the way, my financial documents are valued much less.
Okay, this is, if I think that you can get a sense of what's going on here. This is not Trump speaking in court. It is Trump speaking to the press. They're reporting on The Hill. Former President Trump's fraud trial enters its third day Wednesday, where parties are continuing to cross-examination of his accountant over business dealings involving some of Trump's most prime real estate properties. The trial has grown testy, with the judge scolding Trump's attorneys for dragging out the cross-examination. The accountant, who is the government's first witness, has been on the stand since Monday, with dozens more witnesses slated to appear over the trial in coming months. And Letitia James had this to say about Trump's challenge to her. He also posted new material on Truth Social attacking Letitia James, the attorney general in New York State, very personally. This was what her reaction was.
Trump's comments were offensive. They were baseless. They were void of any facts and or any evidence. What they were comments that unfortunately fomented violence, comments that I would describe as race baiting, and comments unfortunately that appeals to the bottom of our humanity. This case was brought simply because it was a case where individuals have engaged in a pattern and practice of fraud. And I will not sit idly by and allow anyone to subvert the law. And lastly, I will not be bullied. And so Mr. Trump is no longer here. The Donald Trump show is over. This was nothing more than a political stunt.
And Trump responded, AG Letitia James has the audacity to say Trump is the one who is engaging in a political stunt. Looks like someone is upset for being exposed as a fraud, he says. Trump's comments were offensive. They were baseless. I will not be bullied. This was nothing more than a political stunt, Trump says. Shocking how public the left has become about weaponizing the justice system. They don't even try to hide it. Things not going so well. Not for anyone. And certainly not for that gag order. We'll talk about what's happening there in the trial and more to law professor, conservative law professor John Yoo, coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight this 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's tough to deserve 4 stars when the news is so universally disconcerting. Right now, the House is at a standstill. We have no idea when there will be a vote on who is going to be chosen as the next speaker. There are any number of people whose names have been mentioned, including Tom Cole, who we played some of his comments about the removal of Speaker McCarthy yesterday. He's a congressman from Oklahoma. Very real chance that Steve Scalise will be selected. In fact, I believe that is by far the most likely choice. Elise Stefanik of New York, and Jim Jordan of Ohio, who is a special favorite of President Trump. Is it possible that President Trump will jump in and say, forget about this fantasy about appointing me as Speaker? They could do that. Would he have a majority support from the Republican caucus if he asked for the job, if he wanted the job? I suppose he probably could persuade most of the members, the majority of the members, to elect him as Speaker. Part of the difficulty with that is President Trump has been extremely enthusiastic about promoting the impeachment investigation and the impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. And if he were Speaker and he were able to throw in simultaneously impeachment resolutions against Kamala Harris, well, then it's kind of a strange situation. We've never had anything even vaguely like that, because if President Trump succeeded in impeaching and somehow removing from office President Biden and Vice President Harris. By the way, no chance that either of them will be removed from office. Won't happen. But let's say it did. Then Trump becomes president, if he's Speaker, because the Speaker is next in line. So it's really more like a TV show or a political thriller than any reality. How thousands of healthcare workers going on strike in multiple states against Kaiser Permanente. And I used to be a patient of Kaiser years ago, and I actually think they do a good job. And this is more bad news for the country to be added to the ongoing actors strike. The writers strike has been resolved, and the auto worker strike. The House at a standstill. The leader of the Democratic majority in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, who is emphatically not the boyfriend of Allison Greenfield, who was the court clerk in the fraud trial in New York. Senator Schumer says that the U.S. is in a dangerous situation with 40 more days until the government runs out of money and experiences the next shutdown. Ukraine funds are drying up, and there is no Speaker of the House to even deal with this. Last night, Kevin McCarthy spoke movingly about what had just happened to him and why. This is clip 8.
I ended up being the 55th Speaker of the House. One of the greatest honors. I loved every minute. And the one thing I will tell you is, doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it is necessary. I don't regret standing up for choosing government over grievance. It is my responsibility. It is my job. I do not regret negotiating. Our government is designed to find compromise. I don't regret my efforts to build coalitions and find solutions. I was raised to solve problems, not create them. So I may have lost a vote today, but as I walk out of this chamber, I feel fortunate to have served the American people. I leave the speakership with a sense of pride, accomplishment, and yes, optimism. From the day I entered politics, my mission has always been to make tomorrow better than today. I fought for what I believe in, and I believe in this country of America. My goals have not changed. My ability to fight is just in a different form.
And that form was shown in a press conference when he was asked about the 8 members of the House who sealed his fate. There are only 8 Republicans, in addition to all of the 208 Democrats. There are only 8 Republicans who actually voted to do Speaker McCarthy in. And here's the way he spoke about them at a press conference. This is clip 4.
not all those eight, but these are the same people that never voted for me. They thought it was big. They went to present after we went through 15 rounds. Why do I do something for myself that can hurt the country? Why create? I'm not quite sure those individuals are looking to be productive. It concerns me as a Republican based upon watching what they do. I want to be a Republican and a conservative that governs. And we're going to have to find our way to do that. The challenge is we had so many opportunities. These are the same people that sat on the floor and criticized me that we didn't get all 12 spending bills done, but we first had to do a debt ceiling that they didn't support. They held up every appropriation bill in the summer because they wouldn't let it come through. After the debt ceiling, they stopped us from doing anything on the floor. When we had a continuing resolution that would do something on the border, I listened to one talk about how it made him think about the border and when he voted against it.
Okay, the difficulty about this government shutdown was there was no exit strategy. There was no plan. Just as there was no alternative plan to replacing Speaker McCarthy. And how are they going to proceed? What is it going to mean? And how does that all relate to the ongoing fraud trial and the, it seems, blatant disregard of the gag order by Judge Engoron that President Trump has shown his defiance of. So what are the consequences? We will be speaking about that with one of the top conservative legal thinkers in the country, John Yoo, who is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley Law School. He's also a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, and he is the author, most recently, of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, part of the Politically Incorrect Guides. He has recently said that on this one case, and it's a civil case, it doesn't mean jail time for President Trump, but it could mean $250 million in fines that Trump is throwing in the towel. Why would he do that? That doesn't sound like him. We will get to that with John Hugh coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Today's strike against Kaiser Permanente may have widespread effect on patients nationwide. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions for Kaiser, said the strike was a final measure.
At this point, it would be unethical to continue to allow patients to believe that they are showing up to hospitals and clinics that are fully staffed and fully functioning.
75,000 workers from various departments walked off the job. The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden said the relief is specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Former President Trump was in New York City for day three of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York's Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The former president maintained he did nothing wrong. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure and an honor to be joined by Professor John Yu of the University of California, Berkeley Law School. He is also the co-author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, part of the wildly popular Politically Incorrect Guide series from Regnery Publisher. And John, you have been following the Trump fraud trial, where President Trump has been following it fairly closely. He also today made a series of comments that seem to be in direct contravention of the gag order that was issued by the Justice Arthur Engoron. And what happens here? What happens next? Does Trump have reason to be concerned about the judge's order to him to be quiet? He just called the case rigged against him again, and sent out a fundraising letter basically saying the court clerk was Schumer's girlfriend. What's going on?
Well, the judge's gag order, Michael, only applies to Trump attacking the judge's staff. So I think that the judge is carefully respecting President Trump's free speech rights outside the courtroom to say what he wants about the trial, the prosecution. I think he's even still allowing President Trump to attack the judge himself, but he doesn't want the secretaries, the clerks, and so on attacked. But the bigger point, I think, is that what's really going on is that President Trump has already lost the case. Last week, this judge issued a decision saying he already finds that the Trump Organization and Trump and the Trump family all committed fraud. And so there's nothing, I don't think, that really President Trump can do to change that outcome. He's certainly not going to be able to persuade this judge to change his mind. And so I think instead what Trump has done is he said, okay, I've lost this, but I'm going to make the best of it, which is that this trial gives me a great platform to make political statements, to continue to claim that the justice system is corrupt, to continue to accuse New York State of persecuting him, and that seems to be helping him in the political world, even though it's almost 100% going to contribute to him losing the case.
Okay, there are six other accusations that he has besides the fraud, and those other accusations include falsifying business records, insurance fraud, and there are conspiracy charges put against him in this trial. The number in terms of fines that Letitia James is seeking, she's seeking $250 million in fines. It could actually go even higher than that, couldn't it?
Yes. The state here, Attorney General James, is asking for is disgorgement, you know, the return of all the illegal profits that Trump apparently allegedly made from fraud, and then other measures too, which I think are equally important to the president, which would be you can't do business in the state of New York anymore. You're going to be required to sell off the properties, you know, which is how he first became famous in the 80s, I guess in the early 80s and later 80s. You're not going to be allowed to do business in the territory of New York anymore. I saw one corporate law fellow say, and I agree with him, he said, this is like the death penalty for a company, right? It's putting it out of business.
Okay, if President Trump, who has not looked like he's enjoying this process at all, there's not the normal sort of zest and enthusiasm and ebullience that you associate with Donald Trump, if he approached, or his representatives, his attorneys approached Letitia James or Judge Engoron for some kind of a deal that involved them either lessening the levels of relief that they are looking for in the trial, somehow making a deal, a plea bargain, that included President Trump withdrawing his presidential candidacy. Do you think they would even consider that?
I don't think that New York State really has any right to demand that. I think that would be, for example, it would be like, suppose you were a car salesman and the car, you know, you defrauded the buyer of the car. The buyer can't say, okay, I want you to give me the money back for the car, stop your deceptive practices selling the car, and oh yeah, you can't vote for President Trump or Biden or Joe Biden either. Like, I don't think the state of New York has the authority here to go beyond, right, this business and commercial activity on the Trump Organization's part. There are suggestions here and there that Trump's lawyers did try to see if there were any possibility of compromise, any possibility for a plea deal, as you said, Michael, but it sounds like New York State wasn't happy with whatever they were offering and turned them down.
And again, New York State, they seem to be holding most of the poker cards right now, because you've even talked about Trump throwing in the towel. Meanwhile, there's conversation, and it apparently is a serious conversation. It's now already involved more than a dozen members of the House of Representatives of installing President Trump as the new Speaker of the House. Would that be contravene rules of the Republican conference in the House because he's under indictment?
So this is really interesting. It's a kind of a gap in the Constitution. Let me put it differently. Every speaker has been a member of the House in our history. But if you look at the Constitution, it just says, right, the House selects a speaker. Doesn't make any requirements, actually, about who the speaker is or isn't. So there have been these suggestions from time to time to bring in someone completely outside of Congress. I even remember back there was a movement to bring Newt Gingrich back as speaker. But there's no requirement that he has to be speaker. And to the extent the Republican conference or the caucus, the Republican members have these rules. They can always change them. Now, I don't think Trump would accept it because I bet he can't remember the last time a Speaker of the House actually became president. I think, I was really struggling to remember this, I think it might have been James Polk, who was
yes,
a great
was.
President,
James,
but he was
James
a one-termer.
Yeah.
He was a one-termer.
Right, and he volunteered. He promised beforehand he'd serve only one term.
Exactly. I don't know if that's Trump's role model.
No, it's, again, and also there's kind of the advancing age. President Trump is 77, and if he served as Speaker and didn't run this time, and it would probably be difficult to actually serve as Speaker while campaigning for president, wouldn't it?
I assume his plan, and I think this is what he's doing with his trial, too, is to always stay in the public eye. I assume he would only accept being Speaker as, right, a pommel horse or a vault to jump off and become president. Just the way he's using this trial. You know, there today he said, I wish I was in Iowa, I wish I was in New Hampshire, not in this trial. That's not right. Actually being in that trial means he doesn't have to go to Iowa and New Hampshire. And if he was Speaker, he wouldn't have to keep campaigning. He would be in the middle of the public eye the whole time.
John Hugh, we will be right back with more about the future of the House of Representatives and much more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with the eminent legal scholar, former official at the Department of Justice, high-ranking official, prolific author John Yoo. His most recent book is a very accessible book and very entertaining book called The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. It's actually important reading right now. We have information about the book posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. John, we have a lot of concern right now about picking a new Speaker of the House and some fears that it could extend to many, many votes. Again, it was 15 different votes that they cast before they finally were able to agree on Speaker McCarthy. In terms of selecting a new speaker and a new direction for the House, isn't there some kind of change in focus that could do better? We have a situation where 8 members of the Republican Conference, 4%, in other words, of the Republican Conference, was able to contravene the wishes of 96% of their fellow Republicans and to get rid of McCarthy. If that kind of ability persists, doesn't that make it unlikely that any prominent congressman or prominent non-congressman would accept the speakership?
You're asking me now to go back and think about my days as a Hill staffer, which I try not to do. But this is a problem. Is usually what you have in these kind of situations is the party agrees, and then they agree to unify around a candidate. And then once you get into the day-to-day of legislation, that group agrees to support their leadership no matter what, because that's still better than the opposing party running everything. But here what you have is you have a small number of people, for whatever reason, have decided to break that rule of practical politics because they see something better in it for them. Say their claims, for example, that Matt Gaetz, the leader of this, wants to run for governor of Florida, and so it advantages his national position to be seen to do this, even though it destroys the ability of the Republican majority to govern. So I think you're right, Michael. As long as there's this group of people who are about 8, so it's much more than the slender four-vote majority Republicans have, then why would anyone want to take on this job if they're guaranteed to be able not to succeed? That's what happened. Everyone's going to look and see, look what happened to McCarthy.
Part of what happened here was proceeding against him is I've written about this. America seems to have an impeachment obsession. We went many years, many generations in the United States without impeachment proceedings against any president except for Andrew Johnson, the only one. And then all of a sudden in modern times, we've had impeachment proceedings against Richard Nixon, against President Clinton, against President Trump twice, and now against President Biden. Not proceedings yet, but investigations on Capitol Hill. Isn't it reminiscent of that same obsession trying not just to defeat your enemies but to destroy your enemies that they went after actually driving McCarthy from the speakership?
I do think it's a reflection of the sort of hyper-polarization that we're seeing. But when those kinds of periods of partisanship, people think they're not going to get rewarded for engaging in compromise, discussion, passing legislation. You're right. There, it is a species of the impeachment. I think this is one thing that happened. I think we talked about this at the time of the two impeachments, that Democrats were kind of regularizing impeachment. There would be no longer an extraordinary remedy for presidential abuse of power if you overused it. And I think that's what's happened. And so the Trump impeachment, I think, were just another example of this effort to use all tools, all possible tools to attack the enemy. And, you know, you think about Lincoln. You know, Lincoln in his first inaugural address, even in the, you know, while secession was occurring, he said, "We're Americans. We are not enemies. We're friends. We can have disagreements with our friends about the right things to do. We shouldn't think of each other as enemies." And I worry that we are starting to think of each other that way.
Yeah, Lincoln said, "I believe we are not enemies. We must be friends." Yeah. And again, that's that was on the verge of civil war. I don't think we're on the verge of civil war at this point, but...
Nor do I.
Well, no good. But in terms of what happens next with this situation, where you have 70% of Americans, according to standard polling, that wishes that both candidates wouldn't run, that we wouldn't have a campaign anymore from Donald Trump or Joe Biden, what's ailing our system that has produced this sort of dead end regarding this upcoming election?
You know, this reminds me a lot. I haven't thought about it thoroughly, but this reminds me a lot of the end of the 19th century and the early 20th century, when we also had huge changes in the economy, and we had really partisan elections where, you may remember, that was times when people were winning the presidency without winning the majority vote, where a guy won, then he lost the presidency, and he re-ran and won it a second time. The only president, Grover Cleveland, who ever won two presidencies, but not consecutively. And partisanship was very high back then, and eventually we snapped out of it. And I think maybe that's what's going on here, too. I think maybe we're struggling to figure out how our politics is going to work when everything's getting realigned in the economy, in society, and the political parties are still trying to figure out how to respond. And until that happens, I think we're going to still see this hyper-partisanship, just like we did 100 years ago.
Getting back to the legal system and some of the legal challenges with 91 charges, articles of indictment against President Trump already, and more to come. Do you believe that there would be a point if, for instance, he ends up, as you expect and everyone expects, the losing this fraud case in New York? Is there a case when this is going to stop helping Trump and beginning harming his campaign?
I gotta think that it seems to be helping him with Republicans, right? If you look at the polling, his back before these indictments, DeSantis was pretty close to Trump. And I thought I saw, I think I remember a poll that actually once showed DeSantis ahead of Trump
right.
at one point. Yeah, it was hard to believe before any of this happened. But I got to think it's going to lose him independents. I don't see why independents would go along and say, oh, I'm going to vote for an indicted president. You know, they may not buy Trump's story that the justice system is corrupt and it's out to get him. I mean, that does appeal. It does seem to appeal to about 60% of Republican primary voters. I don't think it's a winning message for the general election. On the other hand, all he has to do is say, well, yeah, but I'm running against a guy that a lot of people in America think not competent to hold the office anymore. So all you have to do in elections is just beat the other guy. You don't have to prove you're a perfect candidate either these days.
Yeah, and of course there's also the charge that he's committed impeachable offenses and he's benefited from his son's dirty dealings in Ukraine and China and elsewhere. And those grounds for impeachment will almost surely proceed under the next speaker. Wouldn't it be refreshing if whoever the new speaker is suggested that we're going to try to concentrate on actually improving life for ordinary Americans and a little bit less on political games.
I got an idea. President Biden should pardon Trump, drop all the prosecutions. The House should drop all its impeachment investigations into Biden and let the American people decide in the 2024 elections what they want.
What a concept. It's the kind of concept that people will find in the Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, the latest book by John Yoo, a professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley Law School. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to somebody else who has been there for some very dark and troubled days in Washington. Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary to President George W. Bush. He will be joining us concerning what next and how do we get out of this perpetual crisis mentality where we're ready to have a shutdown or a collapse or let's see the future for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.